Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 76, Light and Salvation. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27:1. Let that land for a moment. David didn't write this from a comfortable place with no enemies at the door, no danger in sight. He wrote it hiding, hunted. He wrote it from inside a cave with real men who wanted him dead waiting outside and fear pressing in from every angle. And even so, the first thing David does is not count his enemies. The first thing he does is name who God is. The Lord is my light. Notice what he's doing. He starts with the light before he looks at the shadows. And that changes everything. Because when you begin with the light, the shadows shrink back to their actual size. They don't disappear, but they lose the power to loom. The fear that felt like it could swallow you is suddenly revealed to be smaller than the God who holds you. Then David asked the question, whom shall I fear? That's not bravado. That's not pretending the danger isn't real. That is arithmetic. That is faith doing the math. If the Lord is mine, then every threat against me is already outnumbered. Every single one, without exception. This is not wishful thinking. It is a logical conclusion drawn from the character of God. But David goes further. He says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. A stronghold doesn't pretend the storm isn't raging outside its walls. A stronghold is a safe place inside the storm. God does not always remove every difficulty before it reaches you. He promises to be your refuge within it. And that is a far more honest promise and far more powerful than anything easy. What moves me most in this verse are the smallest words. My light, my salvation, the stronghold of my life. Not merely the Lord is light, beautiful truth, but distant. David says mine. Faith is not simply agreeing with facts about God. Faith is the moment those facts become yours. When you move from, I know God is powerful, to God is my stronghold, today, in this fear, in this uncertainty, that is the crossing David is inviting you to make. And he invites you to make it with your voice, out loud. Because speaking the word is different from thinking it. When you say it, it moves out of your head and into your day. It takes up the space where fear was trying to settle. A declaration has weight. It has direction. It tells the fear there is someone here already. So here is what I'm asking of you today. One thing, just one. Say it over the thing you fear most, right now. Not as an empty ritual, as a real declaration from someone who knows who they trust. Begin the day with the light. Let the light come first. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.